Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Decker. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr takes first base on ball four. Lemon moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Decker fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. Garr moves to second. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball four. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent takes first base on ball four. Lemon scores. Garr moves to third. Spencer moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garr scores. Spencer moves to third. Dent moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garr. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Braun moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Braun tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Garr takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Braun. The throw from Downing and he is out. Dent applying the tag. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 0 in the game. with two walks. Gar hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry, who is chasing the ball. Horta reaches third base with a triple. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 1 in the game. Hile hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Albury now pitching. Jack Broimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broimer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Broimer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Albury fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hile. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gar hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Bob Randall. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Braun moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer is hit by the pitch. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Garr hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Smalley strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Terry Forster now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick takes first base on ball four. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Cusick now playing first base. Rod Carew now playing second base. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-3 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Forster, and towards Dent, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.